George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just a shout-out reminder, Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event. That will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Johnstown, Colorado, June 28th. Again, Picnic at the Park, Parish Park, KHNC 1360 event between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., Johnstown, Colorado. This will be on June 28th. Now, folks, again, this is one of those days where we have so much information to bring to you. And I just want to start off with the obvious here. I got a phone call this morning, and I got a phone call from a friend that's an RN from a county which is about an hour and a half away from where I'm at. And he said, "Bradley, did you hear the news?" And I said, "What are you talking about, hear the news?" And he said to me that the sheriff out here is now deputizing basically citizens, constituents out here, because we just found out that Brainerd, Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Fargo, North Dakota, is busing illegals into our counties to basically disrupt our communities. And I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I know that I broadcast live in your county on Saturdays. So if tomorrow they're supposed to be there, this is perfect for me to give you some overhead." And he said, "That's fantastic." I said, "Is there a way that I could possibly get your sheriff on board as well concerning the conversation?" I said, "I'd much rather be there and be deputized to help you concerning those that your government is sending in to attack your communities." "Oh, I'm sorry. Did I just say that?" "Yeah, I just said that." Isn't it interesting, folks, that what is taking place in your country is what we have been on the front of for years, telling you that this is going to come to your front doors if you sit and you do nothing concerning about what's taking place here. We knew that over and over again, administration after administration, that they were alluring illegals into this country. Why? Because the Word of God tells us that that's what's going to take place to a disobedient people. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And there's several scriptural references that follow concerning what it is that the Lord will do behind what we know as the bad guys in bringing chastisements and judgment upon ourselves for not taking heed to his commandments and his judgments. And how do we do that? We take heed to his statutes. Okay? And so anyways, he goes on and he just says, Bradley, this is happening all over the country. I said, I've been paying attention to what's going on. I said, I just played some videos yesterday for the people out in Radioland and social media platforms concerning what's going on in California. And I said, even some of the mainstream media is getting caught up into the lie that they're supposed to promulgate. I said, one interviewer yesterday from controlled operatives over at Fox News was highlighting these protesters. And what was interesting to note is there was vehicles that were pulling up in brand new vehicles, dropping off masks to these paid bust-in provocateurs. They were dropping off items to go ahead and throw at the police officers. They were even getting food and water in the process. I said, I'm just kind of curious, who's paying for all of this provision? Why is it that they're reporting out there right now that these said ICE agents are under attack by the male military-aged illegal immigrants that are in our country right now? I mean, I didn't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you know something that I don't know. But I didn't know that illegal immigrants had a right to protest in the streets of America. And I said, in the process of this, it's also interesting that the governments, the corrupt, and the mainstream media once again have the American people conveniently distracted over to the illegals rather than holding accountable the politicians that treasonously allured them into this country. Yes, you deal with the illegal immigrants, but you deal simultaneously with those that have been used to bring them in. Well, yesterday I had brought up as well concerning how this all works, and I know that most people don't want to hear it yet. They will when their homes are taken over, because that is what's coming, friends, because if you look at what's going on in Europe right now, it's taken everything for them to finally listen to what they need to do concerning the commandments of God. And you need to understand that this is going to continuously fall on the people until the people take responsibility in dealing with the corrupt that are destroying their country. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Biden is ordered to flood the country with illegal immigrants. Remember, friends, we've known since even under Donald Trump's criminal tenure that what he was saying concerning how he was going to go ahead and build the wall and how he was going to stop all the illegals. We had guests that were on the southern border that were telling us the exact opposite of what Donald Trump was telling us. And again, people don't understand that what you see in front of you, friends, they're all clowns in the circus of politics. So let me give it to you this way, because you all well know is from this broadcast and this platform that it's the DHS, which was created after September 11th. They're the ones that are busing the illegals into America in the first place in air-conditioned buses on your dime. And they've even found military-type bases on the southern border as well, as they were alluring the illegal immigrants into this country, okay? This has been going on for years. Americans sat back and watched Barack Hussein Obama, a foreigner and a sodomite, entertain America's enemies within the People's White House, just so you're not deceived enough and giving yourself a pass as if to suggest that we haven't known what's been going on for a long time. And furthermore, if you want to go back to Donald Trump as your savior, which is your first and your last mistake, how come the swamp has not been drained? How come Obama, how come Clintons, how come the Bushes, how come the corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C., how come the swamp has not been drained? Oh, I know. All of you Q-sters out there want to tell us, oh, just believe the plan, just believe the plan. And yes, there are people out there that are this ignorant, friends. They really are. They don't understand that Q is set up as what they did back in 1926 in Russia under the Bolsheviks, where they actually told the people, listen, we got this, the military leaders and the good politicians, the statesmen in that particular country during that time, they've got this. Just don't say anything. We've got this. Just, folks, what that is, it's to basically neuter the people from responding concerning the crimes that are being perpetuated against themselves. So anyways, we're going to take it a next step when I get on the other side. Like I said, there's a lot to give you today. If you want to call today, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to just go ahead and take this phone call from our friend Enrico, who is calling from Michigan right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Enrico. What say you, my friend?
Hello, brother.
How are you?
Brother, I'm doing so well. By the grace of God, I'm blessed beyond measure.
Amen. Amen, man.
Okay. And this is my comment because I'm reading through the Bible always, as you know, and it came across in Romans 3:4. It says, let God be true and every man a liar. And I said, it's applicable to today's time. Because like you said, either you follow God's 10 commandments or man's 10 million commandments.
That's right.
And look where the God is now, brother.
I know. You're exactly right, Enrico. And it's something, you know, and I always equate that when I make that comment. I say, if you're not going to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, right?
Yeah.
And I always go back to Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. And if it was true, I wish he would have stayed there. But he was the one that he's the one that said, Enrico, that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. See, most people don't know, Enrico, that the Constitution doesn't grant us rights. They come from the Lord. Rights are natural, again, but the Constitution can be looked at as a restraining order against tyranny, and the American people haven't taken the time to realize that yet, and that's why they're being overthrown from within, not from without. So you're exactly right. Enrico, I love hearing from you, guy, and you are my friend, and I just appreciate you calling in when you do, and I'm going to start rocking the show. How does that sound?
Yes, do the show, brother. Have a good one.
All right, I totally appreciate you, guy. 281-845-4704. I know a lot of people. I'm sure of it. They just, somehow or another, they think what I'm telling them is just completely radical and outlandish. No, I'm making reference to the Word of God that told you that this was what's coming if you fail to stand up. And what am I talking about? Well, when I look at Proverbs 21, verse 7, it says, listen carefully, the violence of the wicked, those that know to do right but do not, and I'm talking about politicians, versus starts in the church and then in the halls of government, right? But the violence of the wicked shall sweep you away. Why? Because you refuse to do what is just before God. Okay? Well, someone will say, well, Bradley, what else do you have to say about that? Oh, my goodness. I don't have time to read from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. But I'll tell you what, I can give you revelation that we've had on the show, and we've kicked it out for years, warning the American people years before it came to pass as to what you're dealing with now in the present. Well, what are you talking about? Well, when you go to Amos 6:3, I just wonder if anybody can make actually bring in not the discernment or the discretion of this word, but if anybody can actually bring in the parallel concerning what Scripture tells us in Amos 6:3 and what's happening in the present. Here, let me just go ahead and see if you can discern the difference. It says, you that put away the far, the evil day, you people that say it will never happen here, and cause the seat of violence to come near. In other words, you do-nothings out there, you apathetic, you tolerant ones out there, those that are filled with this ignorance to no degree, that don't understand that a people are going to reap what they sow, is it coming to your front door now? I mean, if the last 4 and 5 years in this country hasn't shown you as to who's responsible for attacking you, I can't help you. And that is just the truth of the matter. But I do want to bring this up because there's a lot of buzz going on around about this right now. Tom Emmer, he's a representative. They were on the federal floor yesterday, and they were actually confronting, they were grilling, as they call it, Tim Walz. And I just want you to hear what those within the halls of government are accusing Tim Walz, the governor from the state of Minnesota. I want you to hear what they're accusing him of, just so you know who the radical ones are. If it's radical because I make reference to the Word of God and the constitutional law, concerning those that are transgressing the law within the halls of government, then I'm radical. But I'll tell you what, the reason I do that is because I am not going to roll over in the face of those that mean to desecrate the blood of our fallen soldiers that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very tyrants that most Americans in this country are now beginning to submit to. I'm not doing that. They do not have the right to go into the office. They do not have the privilege given unto them to go into the office to undo everything those soldiers fought, bled, and died, and sacrificing themselves to give us what it is that we have. I'm going to live for what they died for, and taking that to the spiritual, it's exactly what I'm doing as well. I want you to see this, and you just listen to the details, friends, and I want you to contemplate that what you're hearing is a said representative in the state of Minnesota on the federal floor grilling Tim Walz. Okay? Grilling Tim Walz. I want you to pay attention to the crimes that he's accusing him of. Check this out.
You have failed the people of Minnesota to provide free health care to illegal aliens.
That's treason.
You signed the Higher Education Omnibus Bill into law in May of 2023.
Not law.
That bill allows illegals to have their college tuition paid.
That's treason.
For by the state. You signed the Driver's License for All Act into law in
That's
March
treason.
Of
it's not a
that
law.
That bill allows illegals to receive driver's licenses.
That is treason.
So, You claim you're not a sanctuary state.
No
you
such
just
thing.
Provide free
no such
free
thing.
College and driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
Another
One reason
act
you're here
of treason.
Testifying before us today is because you refuse to cooperate with ICE. While states like Florida and Virginia empower their law enforcement to detain and remove criminal illegal aliens, you, sir, have done just the opposite. Your attorney general is directing law enforcement to ignore ICE immigration detainers. Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Well, Congressman, it's good to see you again, and thank you for being here. First,
look at how
it's
just
the
show, friends. Just the show.
Minnesota, the best state in the nation.
Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Congressman, what I would say on this is that Minnesota follows all law. I would
He's
say
lying.
It's a very easy question.
He's a treasonous criminal.
If you claim you're not a sanctuary state, you just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws when
well,
you were in the Minnesota
sir,
House. The law
sir,
has not
if,
changed,
if
sir.
You'll allow me, I've got limited time. Well, that's what you tweeted, by the way, sir. And on May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws.
Okay, so I want you to listen to this first and foremost. And I want to remind everybody, while you're being distracted over to these agencies that are unconstitutional, such as ICE, such as the DHS, such as the ATF, such as the FBI, such as the CIA, and the list goes on. They don't have any constitutional standing in your country. What are they doing, friends? The federal government that created these unconstitutional agencies are using them at their biddings. The question that I have for you is, and I brought it up the other day, but I want you to hear it again. Why is it that the government is not calling forth the militia, me and you, to execute the laws of our union? Question 281-845-4704. Somebody give me a correct answer, please. Why are they not calling up the militia, the American people, the armed American people, to execute the laws of this union? Because they're not. Okay? The militia is supposed to be called up in such times to suppress the insurrections that they're creating right now. The militia is called to come forth and to repeal the invasions. We, the American people, are. Isn't it interesting that they're putting all of these agencies in front of us as they continuously play this game in hopes of browbeating you, American people, into submission to their will? Isn't that interesting? Why is it that these ICE agents, why is it that when they're getting these rocks that have been delivered all over the country and all of these cities, people are saying, where's this coming from? Well, I'll show you that in a moment. But isn't it interesting that they're throwing bricks and rocks at the said ATF vehicles and they're throwing them at the ICE agents? How come they're not responding? Yesterday, we played a video of a police officer that was saying that your government's behind this. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Notice he said, Tim Walz, what he's doing is policy. Enrico just got done telling you that it's the policy. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. When you get back to God's 10, you're going to find that when you obey those and you those commandments and you bring forth those judgments upon the heads of these wicked individuals in the halls of government, you're going to have 10 commandments and not 10,000 commandments. What they're doing right now, folks, is nothing but a dog and pony show. I'm going to come right back to this again in the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, right after this break.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of Liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. So what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is we had Tom Emmer. Matter of fact, I met Tom Emmer at the end of a driveway here locally. And Tom's always been good to us. As a matter of fact, he's always been a really cool guy. But I'm hoping that something becomes of his words here as he's highlighting the treasonous acts, not just one, a whole plethora of them, of his treasonous acts. Article 3, Section 3. Read Luke 22:48. But what you're hearing right now, friends, is Tom Emmer grilling and highlighting the crimes, the treasonous crimes, as I said, of the said governor, installed governor, Tim Walz. His attorney general, that is somehow or another, Keith Ellison, another installed criminal. People hate his guts in the state of Minnesota, truly. Same thing with Tim Walz. What's interesting is Keith Ellison was just 2.5 weeks ago under fire for his foreknowledge of the fraud that was taking place to the Muslims in the state of Minnesota when they stole hundreds of millions of dollars from the Minnesota taxpayers. See what happens when you don't deal with them? They keep coming at you, don't they? Keith Ellison should be in jail right now waiting for his trial. Tim Walz should be, he should pass judgment because everybody knows what he's guilty of. Same thing with Ellison. He should be awaiting his trial as well. But what do? We get appeasers to appease you back into your slumber. Matthew 13:25 to suggest to you that things are being taken care of. But this is one of the things that I continuously reiterate on this show. If it's not Trey Gowdy grilling, it's Ted Cruz grilling. If it's not Lauren Boebert grilling, then it's Marjorie Taylor Greene grilling. If it's not Jim Jordan grilling, then it's Senator Cotton grilling. But friends, one of the things that I continuously ask, and I'm waiting for the answer 25 years later, where's the justice? It goes no further than them trying to convey to you that they're taking care of business, only to have the same perpetrators sitting in the same seat a year later being grilled for another crime. And why is that? Because they weren't held accountable for the first one. And the American people would have it so. Just like the Lord said, my people would have it so. They love to be entertained. And somehow or another, they don't want resolve. They want to hear more of the bad news that's coming their way. It's going to go beyond just you getting the bad news, friends, as you're well being informed right now concerning what's taking place. I started the show off today telling you that a friend of mine from a local county about an hour and a half away from me just called me and told me that they found, we have military connections, they do, and he shared with me that this is happening all over the country, and they're busing in these paid provocateurs. You know them as military-aged men that are coming into basically destroy the city. I got good news for you in the back of that, because there's some sheriffs that are not going to put up with it, and nor will the people of the county. Listen, if they want to fight, they better stay where they're at, because there's some people that are not going to put up with it, okay? But what I want to do is I want to come back here, and I want you to listen to the rest of this. This is Tom Emmer, and again, I said I hope it becomes more than just words here, but he is grilling Tim Walz for his treasonous crimes. And again, I want you to pay attention to the details, because I'm going to continue on here. Listen to the rest of this.
Close quote. On May 17th, just this spring, at the University of Minnesota Law School's commencement ceremony, you said, quote, Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. When you said the words modern-day Gestapo, you were referring to ICE agents. Gestapo, by the way, sir, was the official secret police of Hitler's Nazi Germany. So you're calling ICE agents modern-day Nazis. Given the attacks on ICE agents that took place in Los Angeles over the weekend, don't you regard your dangerous inflammatory rhetoric as a problem?
See, so again, what I want you to do in dissecting this is, why is Tom Emmer asking him the question? Don't you consider your inflammatory conversation dangerous? That's not what you do as a law enforcement agent of the state. I shouldn't say that. Representative of the people. Tom Emmer shouldn't be asking him the question. He should be declaring a fact for what it is, a fact, that he's committing the act of treason. At no time, notice, has the Constitution or the laws, have they been referenced. At no point. Why? Because people will start to catch on to, wait a second, it should go beyond a grilling. Tim Walz should be thrown in handcuffs right on the spot. Is that what happens? Not at all. This is the problem you're having, folks. This is the problem that you're having.
Questions do you want me to answer first?
So, sir, it saddens me that you refuse to express
regret for
comparing ICE to Nazis. ICE agents are brave Americans who get up every morning, leave their families, and put their lives in harm's way to protect our country, sir. You, at the very least, owe an apology to these dedicated public...
An apology. Tom Emmer said to the ones that's a repeat criminal found to be guilty, he admits the fact that he's guilty of committing the act of treason, which is punishable by death, that he's now supposed to apologize to the ICE agents. Notice Tom Emmer's only pointing his finger back at the ICE agents and defense, and notice how he made reference to Donald Trump as if to suggest that he was the point of reference when it comes to our laws. Article 6, Section 2 is, Their job is to enforce Article 2, Section 3. Is that what he did? Not at all. Not at all. He's telling Tim Walz, guilty of treason, to apologize. That's it. To apologize. You know what this is doing? It's putting the people in the country back to sleep. Because Tom Emmer just took care of business. I make reference to this quite a bit, but when you look at Proverbs 28, it's interesting how the Bible says, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. That's what he just did. It also tells us that those that keep the law, they contend with the such. That's me. That's a patriot. We uphold dying laws. It also tells us in Proverbs 28, friends, that evil men understand not judgment. Who are those people? The people that give these sort of treasonous criminals a pass to go ahead and do it again. And you can rest assured he's going to do it again. Here, can I just go ahead and give you a little discernment here? What they're doing right now is they're introducing to the world Tim Walz. Let me say it again. In mark this day, June 13th, 2:40, Friday, 2025. They're introducing to the American people Tim Walz. What they're introducing to you, and this is the Lord behind all of this, is the fact that they're a law unto themselves. They can do whatever they want to do because they're above the law, as they're exhibiting to you right now. They're not holding them accountable, nor any of the other governors that have treasonously allured these people in, or any of the other mayors that have treasonously drawn these criminals in to protest. Okay? At no point have we heard any of that in condemning the law. He is merely asking for an apology. Hey, folks, if you don't pay your taxes, is that all you have to do is apologize? Hey, folks, if you speed, is that all you have to do is apologize? And I'm just minimizing your crimes, you people out there that are law abiders. I mean, even to those people that commit heinous crimes, is that all they have to do is apologize? Well, in so many words, yeah. Because in 3 to 5 years, they'll be out doing it again. But do you see what happens when you reverse, or should I say, make void God's law in the face of man's law? Because when you take heed to man, you pay careful attention to what man's laws have to say. Notice how they make void God's laws. This is what you get when you wickedly depart from a just and a holy God. Okay? This is exactly what you're getting. I also wanted to tell you, too, in the state of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, who's also guilty of treason, who's also guilty of crime after crime, after crime, who's being promoted by the mainstream media as one of the most 100 influential persons in this country. Her daughter just came out recently. Robert Spencer highlighted on June 13th, which was today, that Ilhan Omar's daughter is saying death to the colonial empire. And yet these are the ones that are being allured into your country. I know you don't want to listen to me, but you're going to listen to me sooner or later. You can rest assured of that. Because I'm adhering, and I know what I'm telling you is true, because it's premised on the Word of God. History is repeating itself because people don't want to listen. Okay, yesterday I had highlighted the fact that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is warning ICE agents, another unconstitutional agency, that he will see to it that their identities are known to the public, including the cartels, the MS-13, and the TDA. Can I ask you something? Who's paying for all of these paid provocateurs, these illegals, to go into cities across the United States of America only to come up upon provision and bricks to throw at the police and to destroy cities? Who's paying for all of that? Well, one of the things that I told you, friends, was yesterday, I said this is what's happening here. And again, I know people, they didn't want to listen to it. No. And it's interesting how it comes out, and then before you know it, people read it in the news. Isn't that interesting how that works here in this ministry? Maybe that should also help you as to understand as to why we're so heavily, heavily censored and suppressed. Here, this just came out. The Hodge twins, breaking news. California funneled $73.6 million to anti-deportation groups and protesters. You people need to wake up as to who's responsible for what's going on. Let me say it again, and I've been saying it for years. You're not under attack from a people from without. You may be as to who's giving counsel to the clowns that call themselves politicians because they're going to judgment as well. The fact of the matter is the Lord's behind all of this, but only to give you fair warning again, Psalm 19:11. Here you have it. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know what's crazy is yesterday I had highlighted the fact that Biden, given orders by his masters, Biden's ordered to flood the country with the illegal immigrants. It was happening during Trump. It was happening during Obama. It was happening during Bush. Trump is then ordered to illegally gather citizen data through Dodge, that's the acronym, given to Palantir, and make its illegal use legal under policy in an emergency. Who's creating the crisis? They are. Okay? Going on, all this happens because most Americans, this is who I'm talking to, still believe in sides, as if to suggest there's a right-left paradigm in this country when we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4, when it's really one big relay race targeting American freedom. Isn't that what's under attack right now? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. Let me go back to the video that I just played of Tom Emmer allegedly grilling Tim Walz. How come Tim Walz didn't say anything about rounding up the governors that allured these illegals in, or these mayors? I mean, after all, wasn't it none other than Biden when we knew during the particular time we had live feeds coming into this, friends, concerning the topic of Joe Biden bargaining with the Mexican president, forcing the cartel to force illegals into America? Yeah, we knew that. Is it true? Absolutely. If it wasn't true, then I'm just kind of curious to know what Mr. Hakeem's talking about right here when he's saying that we're going to go ahead and tell them. I think he said a mouthful right there, didn't he? We're going to make you known if you defend America. We're going to, these are your said representatives saying this. If you're going to defend America, we're going to give your identities and we're going to make you known to the public, including the cartels. And MS-13, that's all you got to do is ask yourself a simple question. Who's paying for all of this? You are. And I just showed you that as well. I just showed you who's paying for it. In California in particular, where both the governor and the mayor are taunting the said president of the United States of America to come arrest them. Why is it that the people in the state of California haven't taken matters into their own hand? Because most will say, you know, if we do that, then this is going to happen. I'm talking about lawfully. I'm talking about impeaching him. And I know that he's already been recalled. I also know that he had over 250,000 extra votes to remove Gavin Newsom from office. And somehow or another, he remained. Do you know that a majority of those 250,000 extra votes that were not needed were people that assimilated into the United States from the southern border? That's a good thing, Americans. That shows you that those that have assimilated into America don't want the illegals here neither. So therefore, who's alluring the illegals into America more than your said politicians are? Well, some will say, Bradley, this is a part of the conversation I had, that, hey, Brad, look at all these ICE operations going on across the country right now. Look at how they're all being rounded up and they're being deported. Let me just say this clearly. You're not going to counter what the Lord is doing. I don't care if the whole world gets behind it and pushes towards the things of God's purpose. It's not going to prevail. I'll tell you what is prevailing is God's judgment upon this country. And I'm also here to tell you, these illegals aren't going nowhere. They were the ones that allured them in. And now you think somehow or another that Donald Trump is going to go ahead and remove all of them? Nope. Let me go ahead and mark on something else. This is all aimed at you, Americans. They're seeing how you're responding to what's going on as to how they're dealing with these said illegals. They're paying attention to the fact that you're not smart enough to go after the governors lawfully for concerning their treasonous crimes against we the people by bringing them into this country. It's exactly what's going on. They're laughing at you, Americans, behind your back. You're being laughed at in a big way. But I'll tell you what, as the way we look at it in Scripture from the Lord looking down, he's looking for faithful witnesses to shake people awake to the truth of the matter. And that's what we continuously, laboriously do on this program every single show. I want you to see this really quick because this is an outlet that's going along with the mainstream media's narrative. And showing, there's nothing wrong with this, but it was interesting. The guy just posted this 5 hours ago, and he's already got almost 500,000 views on it, which only goes to show you that if I was driving the same narrative that they want me to drive, I wouldn't be censored. I wouldn't be suppressed. Hey, folks, go ahead. Look at this. I want to see if you're going to take the bait on this one.
Workplace enforcement operation.
So
what's
right now
this
we
about?
Are in Omaha, These Nebraska. Are... We are with federal agencies as they go in, and they're actually doing a targeted
like a
enforcement operation here at Glen Valley Foods, where several individuals are there working illegally. There are about 70 officers and agents on scene right now. They're about
70
to go
officers
in to this facility right now, and we are the only number.
Whoa!
Apparently, in this operation, they arrested over 100 people in the country.
Wow! Donald Trump is really doing it to it, isn't he? He's really standing up and doing what needs to be done, isn't he? Says the mainstream media that you all say you don't believe in. Well, don't believe in it. You know what's sad about it is, again, they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. What am I talking about? Did I just tell you that they're not going anywhere? Oh, no, 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 folks. You're in the stage in Leviticus 26, 15, where you're in the seven stages where the Lord said, because you didn't listen to me, now I'm going to increase the judgments. That's where you're at right now. Because through all of this, all of these crises, all of these distractions are all smoke and mirrors to keep you away from what they're doing. And what are they doing? They're incrementally tightening the noose on the American people. Here, I want to show you Donald Trump. Well, you think that the ICE agencies are rounding all of these people, which in case some of them probably are. But the truth be told, when I'm saying that they're not going anywhere, I want you to listen to Donald Trump concerning all these illegals coming in from Chinese, because we know that 90% of the illegals that were coming into America were coming in through San Diego. As a matter of fact, the military recruitment centers, they only speak Chinese there. Go ahead, cross-check me. Come on. Or what we can do is just turn off the radio or turn off Bradley and just, you know, just hope it goes away. Nope, it's not going away, folks. Rest assured, the Lord's word promises it. Here's Donald Trump talking about over 500,000 Chinese students in America. Tell me, are they to be deported or were they invited?
In favor of students coming in from other countries, that includes China. And we have 500,000 Chinese students coming in. I've always been in favor of it. Does it mean that you have to watch people? Yeah, you have to watch students, but you have to watch other people also. I've always been strongly in favor of it. I think it's a great thing. It's also, it's good for our schools. It's good for, I think it's good for our country. I'm also in favor of having them stay. I've been in favor of letting them stay. If you get educated for 4 years, you're willing to get educated for 4 years. I like people being able to stay. You know, they have some great students. You have some...
Yep.
And I've always been a fan.
And all of those that sit back and act like he's actually making America great again, what do? They sit back and they allow him, and they'll boastfully tell you that he speaks for us. Oh, I don't really like the fact that he just said he's going to keep all these 500,000 Chinese over here, these students. What? Wait a second. I thought he was deporting all these people. No, no, no. They invited these people in. America, let me remind you of something. I've got radio tomorrow from 1 to 3, 2 hours, live across the country. I want you to listen carefully. They're not going anywhere. Matter of fact, what's going on simultaneously, while you're being told by the mainstream media outlets that all of these sting operations are going on, you got to ask yourself how legit they are, number one. And number two, you got to ask yourself the question, why is it Donald Trump who's sending these ICE agents out to go ahead and gather up all these illegals to deport them? Why is he talking out of the other side of his mouth, talking about how he's glad they're here and he wants to keep them here and he wants to educate them? And they will be made the head and you will be made the tail. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. That's speculation. Americans, is it? Is it? Americans, it's best that you get your game on while you still have time. Somebody just said on social media platforms, America's gone. No, it's gone if you let it go. Because what they hate about my show is the fact that there's people across the country that have enough common sense to see through all of their lawlessness and telling the rest of the people that will hear and those that will see, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that they are the ones that are in the minority in a major way. Nobody's going to agree with the crimes that are being committed against us more than those that are sold out. Playing the Judas, America, is Luke 22, 48. I got you for 1 to 3 tomorrow, 2 hours Central Standard Time. We'll talk to you then. Americans, wake up. Share these videos, please, as you all the well know that we are being censored. Love you by what we do. See you.